Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business.
Hello and welcome back.
Here we are in episode 9 and about to design a weekly dashboard. So this is the last step of building a plan to actualize your envisioned better future. So this is it's a really important piece. I think if you listen to the last episode, you learned that KPIs are often the things that purpose-led leaders don't do so well. This would be the next important step. One of the things I learned over the years is that you can set up KPIs and you can decide on who has what KPIs even, or if you even go through to the detail of figuring out where you're going to get the data for the KPIs and how it's going to be, you know, measured. All that's great, but if you don't have a simple, easy place where everybody is going to report their data, it's all going to fall apart. I promise you. And so this piece is part of being transformative, okay? As a leader, you're accountable for results. And creating systems that allow for results to come to you and for people to follow through is part of what it means to be transformative. And so this step, while it is kind of tactical, is really important in the grand scheme of things. This will make the rest of the journey, the weekly process of measuring, collecting, reviewing, innovating data, so natural. And once everybody gets used to it, it's like it becomes such a habit. It will build a culture of innovation. This little piece will make a huge difference. Can't express to you how important it is. So design a weekly dashboard, and it won't take you long, I promise, because you've already done the work. You've already figured out what your KPIs are. So you're going to build a dashboard, and it's going to be the place where you track your key performance indicators and where every week whoever the owner is of the data is going to report the data. So you're going to build a dashboard that makes it easy for the owner to drop the data into the weekly tracker. And then you can all look at it together and analyze trends and figure out how could we create a breakthrough this week when we look at the data. So when you're setting up this piece, you're gonna figure out what your dashboard looks like. The other consideration is
where you want to report the data. I highly recommend to start out to use a Google Sheet, right? Or something shareable like that, where multiple people can get in and out of it and be using it and reporting. You can also work with a dashboard tool like Domo or Zoho Analytics or 90O. You can also work with, there's a whole bunch of different analytics and dashboard software out there. But I recommend you start out with simple Google Sheets where you just simply, in the first column, you list out all the metrics, all the KPIs, right? You've got probably five or so KPIs. The next column is who's the owner? And then what's your 30-day goal, right? You already figured that out in the last session. And then you have each week what the amount is. So start with last week and have your owners go in and report last week's data, and then every week thereafter. What I love about a Google spreadsheet is that then you can create your weekly ritual, which we're going to talk about in episode 10, a little more in detail, but you can then create a link to that Google Sheet and put it right into the agenda so everybody can just come back every week or into the meeting invite and just click on it, upload it, open it up, put their data in, they're done. Then when you have your meeting, the dashboard is just the Google Sheet. All of it's right there. And then you can just be all together looking at the same information and innovate and improve. So when you download the companion manual that goes with this workshop, you will have access to a couple of templates. One's a PDF template and the other is a Google Sheet. And it's exactly the Google Sheet that I use. And I've expanded it over the years for Force for Good. I have one Google Sheet for my other businesses. I have separate sheets. And different people come in. There's also, what you could do it is each team has their own Google Sheet if you want, so that you can make sure each dashboard is appropriate to the people on the team. But to get started, right, with these five KPIs that are about your 12-month breakthrough, the 30-day goals and the quarterly goals that you have in place, just use a simple Google Sheet and start that process. Build the actual dashboard. And then when you have your first meeting, it's going to be really easy to just open it up and have everybody start to look at the data together. All right. Congratulations. That's all it takes to be able to create your whole entire plan. Notice how this plan is a little unique, right? This is the plan where you first create your envisioned future, and then you do your plan, and your plan is your SWOT. Right? First, you create your SWOT analysis, and then you start to move into your plans, your quarterly map, your 30-day goals. What are your KPIs that are going to help you measure it? And then what your dashboard is. So that's what your plan is. Notice how that plan isn't just like a list of actions, but it's actually a full system to help you home in and know what your highest and best use is for you and every member of your team. And this is going to give you a lot more to add complexity and add nuance over time than just a list of action steps, right? This is going to allow you to, over time, improve, add levels of detail, and get other people involved, right? Every add more KPIs, you can add more people can contribute to the KPIs, and it helps to build that culture of innovation and celebration. All right, so that's all for this episode. We're going to be right back, and we'll be on our final episode to help you tie it up with a bow and launch an acceleration meeting that you have every week, and that will help you to make sure that everything you've planned out here continues on and on, and the performance improves. You see progress weekly and monthly and quarterly, and ultimately you hit that 12-month breakthrough goal. All right, see you in a few minutes.
Are you ready to build a business that leads in both impact and profit? Force for Good book, a guide for purpose-led leaders who want to accelerate, impact, scale, and profit. Pre-order your copy today at www.aforceforgood.biz/book and receive immediate access to 30 plus valuable tools for you and your team. Join the Force for Good movement. Pre-order your copy now at www.aforceforgood.biz.